two Thursdays in a row with a double dose of Brennan Summers. How lucky are we? It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James, Breezy, and Brennan Summers from News 10 NBC joins us now. How are you, Brennan?
Listen,
I am the lucky one. Two of the best anywhere around, funniest, just awesome. I mean, Corey, you're just great.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you, Brennan. I appreciate that.
Wait, what?
I agree.
Breezy, I love you too. I did say two. Yes. Just giving you a little bit of a hard time. Before I get to my review of it, part two.
Yes.
What are you trying to finagle out of here with your little gift card scheme that you have going on?
Scamming.
So
her
as
parents,
you know, we've like talked about it to no end on the show. I am an entrepreneur in the making.
Okay.
And I had a gift card that I have an aggressive amount of money towards this store, and my dad wanted to liquidate it for me and
to help you out as a favor.
Yes. And give me cash for it, which I loved, you know, like, of course, any business opportunity, let's go. So it was a $100 gift card, and he said he'd give me 75. And I retaliated, and I said, 80 or no deal. And to then he said, you're really going to hustle me for $5? Like, are you kidding me? And I'm actually peeked behind the curtain. I'm literally at my parents' house right now in my dad's office. He's sitting next to me putting his shoes on. He just is literally obsessed with you, Brennan. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. But he did say he was going to start charging me a stay fee for when I stay the
well,
night
yeah.
here.
Now it's only fair. Well, you know, like you were saying when we were doing Savage or Sensible, you know, no deals for family. So you got to treat family and friends as you would anyone else. So
now I
what's
kind
the
of
rate? What's
slightly shot myself in the foot. But here's what the deal was with the poll.
Yeah.
If it was Sensible, then I was going to
pay less.
Be
paid less, yeah.
I was going to get the card. He was going to pay me $80. He was going to pay me $80.
If it was Sensible, yeah.
If it was Sensible. And if it was Savage. And
then you'd get paid less. Right.
Then I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Then I would get paid 70.
So ultimately, Brennan, it did pop up. It was close. 52% was Sensible.
Corey was trying to stall. Very, very, very transparent. He was trying to keep the bit going until we talked to you because he wanted the poll to change.
Well, no. I wouldn't have had to wait that long because quite a while back, things shifted. And currently, 58% of the people are saying Savage. But
wow.
Too late. Too late.
But
I do
Brennan,
say,
but come on, Brennan. Seriously, I'm an entrepreneur.
First off, good morning, Dad. Thank you for doing Breezy's taxes so we can get all that
right?
out of the way.
Yes, yeah. There we go. Yeah, I can't wait till he charges you $5 to do the taxes next year.
Yeah. I know it's an easy like conversion. So $100 on the gift card, you can't take $100 or anything more. I don't even no. 75 is fair.
Seems fair, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think that's
yeah. 80 was good for me.
Considering what he does for his little girl.
True. He does do a lot of stuff for you. You really didn't take that into account, did you?
She
can't help herself,
Brennan. I was saying earlier, my dad is a financial advisor. He's in the business. So I just figured he would be proud of me. You know what I mean?
It didn't seem like he was proud.
He should have told you, like, if you wanted 80, you come back at 85.
Right. Yeah.
So this is whenever we get you into buying a house, that's what we're gonna have to work on.
Yeah. But. Come on.
I really didn't want to go full-blown Savage. I just wanted to, like, teeter. But no, I get what you're saying. And it all worked out for me in the end. So yeah, we all love that.
For now, until you get charged $250 for staying there last night. All right.
Yeah.
Let's move on to it, Brennan. Brennan's big movie review. Getting part two of the It remake.
Listen, I mean, the sequel's never as good as the first one, right?
Typically, no.
Yeah. So this one was not as good as It Chapter One, which I gave 3.5 popcorn buckets a week ago.
Fair. Yeah.
So wrapped it up yesterday. Again, those movies should never be 3 hours long.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point. So I took care of it. Don't rip me, Breezy. Yes, it was two sittings, but I knocked out 2 hours of it yesterday.
All
so
right. There
you
go.
I got.
Don't
I got,
blame
like,
you.
The
it's so long.
Of it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it 2.1 popcorn bucket.
Oh.
Lower.
Not just worse, dramatically worse. Wow.
They had Jessica Chastain, Bill Hader, like some nice actors. The guy from the Old Spice commercials.
Yes.
Mike, which that took me to the end of the movie to pinpoint where I knew where he was from.
Like, where's this guy from?
I mean, it was, and we talked about this. I didn't read the book. I didn't see the original one. So I didn't know that there was, you know, all the shape-shifting and like the different demons that haunted the kids as kids.
Well,
and
it was,
when
it was their own personal fears, right? It was their own, whatever
so
they were carrying.
I thought it was
going to
be more of, I could have been fine with just more Pennywise.
Really?
Like, I thought those were the best points, you know, when he pops up in the dark and, you know, eats that kid at the baseball game, which was kind of dark.
Where he lures him into the underneath the bleachers, right? So,
yeah. And he's like, because the girl has a, I guess, like a skin rash or a birth defect or something. He's like, I'm going to take care of it. And then he counts down 3, 2, and then he's drooling. And then it's like, And I was like, whoa.
Brennan,
I need more of that.
You know, we talked about it when we spoke about Insidious. And then again, when we talked about Sinister yesterday, where usually the move is to have less of the monster. The more there's of the monster, typically the less scary it becomes. It's because you do adjust to it, get used to it. That's why I thought Sinister was really good, because you don't get much of Mr. Boogie, the pagan deity in that one. But with Pennywise, you're right, it's different. Brennan, did you find yourself liking Pennywise at any point?
I think Pennywise is a good guy.
He's like kind of charming, right?
Like, he good heart, good family. I mean, he does eat children, but like, that's neither here nor there. We all have flaws.
I kind of like his voice when he's just talking normally.
Listen, the actor and everything, because it's very kind of goofy, like a true clown. It wasn't like Heath Ledger as the Joker the whole time, but it was like very, I mean, it was good. Like, he was goofy sometimes. There's the clip where he's just, in the first movie, waving hands, standing in the woods. So it's kind of funny at the same time, and then kind of creepy, but it's, I thought that those were some of the best parts, where it's like his eyes go yellow, he's in the shadows, creepy like that. But, I mean, it was like, we're already going to do part two. So they're like, we're going to bring everyone back. We're going to have these nice actors, throw them together.
Yep.
And I just, it just took a while to get through it, following everyone on each of their own journeys. But
it was
it
long.
Done. So 2.1 on 2.1. That. It was,
well, Corey warned you, Brennan.
Yeah, I might have got in your head a little bit too by saying that part two is not as good as part one. But again, I would suggest you watching the first one if you get the chance, because the first one, the original, is actually essentially those two movies squished together into one. So it's still long, but it's not as long. And obviously, given the advanced technology, not quite as scary, but still. A lot of people credit it as the reason why they hate clowns. So there's that.
Yeah, they've never really bothered me. You guys scared of clowns?
Not a fan.
I'm more scared of birds or mice. Like, clowns aren't the ones that do it for me.
I'm more creeped out, I think, than scared.
I think the clown thing, and I think, Corey, you're in the minority, like, you either don't mind them or, like, deathly afraid.
Yeah, there's
of them.
No, like, in between, really. You either have to commit or you just need to just get over it, because there's no, like, teeter-tottering. There's no half-assing that fear.
Yeah, you know, I don't know
if it needs to be there.
I don't know if I know anyone who loves clowns, unless it's a clown themselves. Do you know anyone who loves clowns?
No, if you do, that's kind of disturbing on the other end of the spectrum. Yeah.
There was
a guy
like a fetish
that
you need to talk to, like, a counselor about.
There was a guy I worked with at one TV station. He couldn't do it. And people would, like, put signs at his desk if he opened a drawer and there'd be a picture of a clown. And he just couldn't handle it. We went out one Halloween. Someone dressed up as a clown, and he just wouldn't be around it because of it.
Cut it.
But then it also, just, Brennan, it poses the question of, like, what happened to you as a child, you know? Like,
well, you
why
want me to go down that road, or you're asking for everyone?
No, I'm saying, like, what happened to these people as a child that they're so afraid of clowns? Something significant must have happened.
Well, I mean, think about it. As a little kid, the first time you see a clown, it's not like the first time you see a puppy. Right.
Has Mason ever seen a clown?
No, not yet. Not yet.
I wonder what he would do.
I don't know. Hopefully be braver than I am, for sure. But there we go. Okay. All right. It too. 2.1 popcorn buckets.
The reality. Oh, mind you, before my dad, he's still sitting here, by the way, before he comes for me, he did suggest moving forward, which it's kind of a wash now because we're done with our scary movie reviews.
We don't know. Thanksgiving horror movies are a thing. We found out.
My dad wanted us to change.
I'm not kidding, Brennan. I'm not kidding.
I know. Thanksgiving is definitely not on the list. But anyways, my dad wanted us to change the popcorn buckets to axes.
Well, great.
For the rating system.
Sure, that would have been cool like a month ago.
I know, but I just did want to give him a shout out because that was his suggestion. But
that we'll
it's
never
too
use.
Too little, too late.
Alrighty then. Well, excellent. Did your dad
go back to your dad and say $85?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah.
After that, right. Oh, man. All right, Brennan. You made it through. Two official movie reviews done and done. Do you see any future ones coming up here? We are going to get to holiday time.
I will. We can't get like on a Hallmark Christmas movie binge. We can't do that.
If
you want to do horror Christmas movies?
There's plenty of those ones, yeah.
There are, yeah. You can do that. You can even kind of throw in like the winter theme if you want to do like the Thing or the Snowman or something like that.
What's the one where it's like the anti-Santa Claus? It starts with
Chris McCarr or whatever.
It starts with a K. It does start with a K.
It's Claus. Hold on.
You know what
guys,
I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do. Hold on.
She scrambles.
Hold on. I know.
Krampus.
Krampus. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Maybe we'll have you do that one. Okay.
That's spooky.
We'll brainstorm more. All right, Brennan, you hang on. We got to get more from Brennan. Double dose of Brennan this Thursday once again. Just got his big movie review of It 2, the remake. All done, ready to roll. And coming up next, we got to jump to the news.
Woo!
We'll get an update on what's going on coming up next.